Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Canada's government introduced legislation Monday to implement a national freeze on the sale and purchase of handguns and also ban some toys that look like guns. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told reporters the new measures were needed as gun violence was increasing. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen announced European Union leaders agreed Monday to block most Russian oil imports due to the invasion of Ukraine. The 27 EU member countries effectively will cut around 90% of oil imports from Russia by the end of the year. A verdict is expected as early as today in the case brought by special counsel against Michael Sussman, a lawyer with ties to Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. The case is John Durham's first to go to trial since he was appointed 3 years ago to find out the dirty players in the Trump-Russia investigation. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Shanghai authorities say they will take some steps Wednesday towards reopening China's largest city after a two-month COVID-19 lockdown that has bottled up millions of people in their homes. The vice mayor of Shanghai is reporting full bus and subway service will be restored, as will basic rail connections with the rest of China. Turkey is rejecting the latest applicants that want into NATO. Their claim is that the countries harbor terrorists.
Turkey is telling the United States it wants concrete steps from Finland and Sweden if they were to consider the two countries' NATO bids. Turkey has rejected their bids because they say those nations harbor people that are deemed terrorists by Turkey. A spokesman for Turkey said Sweden and Finland must take concrete steps regarding terrorist organizations that threaten Turkey's national security. Both Sweden and Finland say they condemn terrorism and are open to dialogue. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, officials are considering knocking the school to the ground and rebuilding it.
Texas Democratic State Senator Roland Gutierrez, who represents Uvalde, says federal funds may be provided to raise and rebuild the elementary school where 19 children and two teachers were killed in a mass shooting. Gutierrez saying President Biden suggested the idea of using federal grants to build a new school and pay for the long-term health care needs of the community. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Primary early voting is taking place today in South Carolina under new voting laws in the Palmetto State. Republican representative from South Carolina Nancy Mace on Fox News talks about the needs of South Carolinians.
And it means that Republicans need to show independence, that our message and our policies and our values are what are going to lead our country out of the mess that Joe Biden has created, because he has been on the wrong side of every single issue. And today marks the first day we have a new law, new voting laws in the state of South Carolina that Governor Henry McMaster signed into law. And you can vote early for the over the course of the next 2 weeks. And I will tell you, South Carolinian families are worried about inflation. They're worried about the price of groceries and food when they go to the store. They're worried about gas prices, and they're worried about the southern border.
NASCAR racing is in Madison, Illinois this weekend. Madison is a suburb of St. Louis. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. And back with us is Steve Forbes, his new book, Inflation, What It Is, Why It's Bad, and How to Fix It. Mr. Forbes, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Doing very well, thanks. And yourself?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I've been looking forward to this. You know, some people have said, what good has ever come out of Morristown, New Jersey? And I say, well, you don't know Steve Forbes. What are you thinking?
I'm sure there's some others.
Well, that's okay. Well, we're going to enlighten them right now. And I tell you, there's so many of us have been looking forward to this conversation with you, Steve, because, you know, the administration, talking heads, even their Democratic proponents have been trying to sell us on something that doesn't seem to make sense when it comes to inflation. But you have co-authored this book, Inflation, What It Is, Why It's Bad, and How to Fix It. So let's start with what it is.
Well, inflation is when you have rising prices, and there are two sources of it. One is what you might call non-monetary inflation. You get a drought, crop prices are going to go up. You get the kind of lockdowns, sweeping lockdowns we had during the COVID crisis. That severely disrupted supply chains more than the experts expected. That has sent prices up. The Biden administration on the non-monetary side, waging war against energy, waging war against the rest of commerce in this country, unnecessarily raising costs of doing business, that raises prices. Then you have the even more ominous kind, because the non-monetary, the government just backs off, and someday it will. These things work themselves out. China's not going to lock down forever. The Ukrainian war will eventually be settled. But on the non-monetary side, Bill, is the monetary kind of inflation. That is the Federal Reserve undermining the value of the dollar by creating too much of it. And the big thing, and we discussed this in the book, is that last year, when the COVID crisis was beginning to abate, the Federal Reserve, even though it didn't have to do it, deliberately created massive amounts of new money, $2 trillion. Now, they're using a gimmick to try to keep that money from flooding the economy, but it's starting to leak out. So whenever you create too much money, somebody compared it to having 10,000 tickets for a game and only 5,000 seats, you're going to have a shortage. So, too, the Federal Reserve has created too much money, and we're paying a price for it. And one of the things we point out in the book is when governments do these bad things, and they've done this for thousands of years, going back to Roman times, they always point fingers at everyone else, scapegoats. You know, in Roman times, they blame the Christians. Medieval times, they blame witches. Today, Joe Biden blames Putin. He blames the drug companies, meat processors, oil and gas companies, everyone but himself and his team.
Well, and the thing is, we supposedly elect these people to do right by the American people, and the American people have got to quit accepting these excuses and hold them accountable, because what is. I mean, you know, regardless, I mean, if the buck really stops with you, are you not responsible?
Absolutely. Harry Truman, a Democratic president back after World War II, had a sign on his desk, the buck stops here. You got to accept responsibility and stop complaining about it, but do something about it. But this group in Washington does the exact opposite. Why are we begging Venezuela and Iran and Russia even and OPEC to produce more oil when we have plenty of it, gas and oil, right here in America or in Canada? And why are they putting in new regulations that are going to make infrastructure projects even more difficult to get approval for? And this whole climate change thing, huge costs. They are doing everything they can to muck the economy up, and then they blame others.
Well, and this is the thing that's shocking and frustrating for the everyday American, Steve, is that this all is intentional. Some people want to say, well, it's incompetence, but I think that gives them too much credit to say it's incompetence, because you have to have some level of competence to be incompetent. And there's no evidence of that. I'm sorry. But, you know, this is obvious. I mean, even a fifth grader would say, oh, okay, we don't have oil. What do we do? Oh, we got oil in the ground. Let's go get oil. I mean, really? It's just that simple. But yet for this government and this administration, they have made it purposely complex and difficult and impossible. It's like they want us all begging here, Steve.
Well, they want to have a small group of far leftists controlling American life, turning us into a socialist nation, to be perfectly blunt about it.
Right.
In the old days, they thought you had to acquire companies, nationalize them. No, you dominate them through regulation. You make sure everything you do has to have government permission, or they'll come after you. And so that hurts business startups. It hurts business investment. And that means ultimately a lower standard of living. And these far leftists don't care if they lose the November elections. They figure if they do enough bad stuff in the meantime, it'll be very, very hard to reverse it. They're wrong. I think we can reverse it, but they're going all out, and that's why Biden's not going to change until after the November elections.
Right.
Forced change. Because a lot of Democrats, this is a good thing, Bill, a lot of Democratic senators are running for re-election in 2024, and they don't want to have to pursue new opportunities. So I think you're going to see some real pushback for the first time against this crazy agenda of making things more expensive and less prosperity for the American people.
Well, we can only hope so. I mean, right now, what are we up to, over 30 Democrats that said, I'm not going to run for re-election in the midterms? That's quite the indication right there. And I know I know Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are trying to find another iteration of COVID to create a crisis for the midterms so that they might be able to manipulate the midterm elections.
Well, one of the things that's come out, and surprisingly came out of the World Health Organization, is they gave numbers from early 2020 to the end of 2021 on what they call excess mortality. That is death rates that were higher than normal thanks to COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, one of the countries that did best on that was Sweden. Sweden did not have lockdowns, did not have indoor mask mandates, did not shut schools, tried to keep the economy on an even keel. And they had one of the best results. Far better than a lot of countries that have these drastic lockdowns and COVID restrictions. They weren't necessary. So I hope we push back and say, let's be sensible and commonsensical about it. But all ties to making things more costly.
Exactly. And here we are talking to turn over our health sovereignty to the World Health Organization, which, you know, you look at here we've got great news about Sweden. But look what the World Health Organization did during COVID, Steve. I mean, it wasn't like I can't say anything positive to say, I'm sure glad they were there. Right.
The opposite. Yeah, they'd recommended the opposite of what Sweden did. Sweden was fiercely criticized by Fauci, Dr. Fauci, and others, the WHO. And by the way, why is China so influential in the WHO? Why is Russia still in the WHO? Trump was right on that one.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then, yeah, and here we are. And if that's not enough, you've got Zuckerberg, the social media oligarchs who jumped in and protected the WHO as well. Because if you said anything, I mean, I got canceled several times because I talked to doctors who were on the front line saying, no, this is the smart thing to do. Well, the WHO didn't agree with it. Neither did Facebook. So we're canceled. We're talking with Steve Forbes, chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, and we've got more after this. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
minutes after the top of the hour. Steve Forbes continues with us, the chairman, editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, co-author of Inflation, What It Is, Why It's Bad, and How to Fix It. Well, we know what it is. We're experiencing it. Yes, your eyes are not lying to you, I will say to you. Steve, we know why it's bad. We're feeling it. But address it in terms of how you addressed it in your book. Why is inflation bad?
Well, it's bad not only for raising the cost of living and undermining people's ability to get ahead in the world, but also it undermines what we call social trust. It has a social cost. It undermines faith that playing by the rules will get you ahead. You know, if you trust the money, I don't have to know you, you don't have to know me, and we can do transactions with each other. And in a way, it increases trust. You may not love your neighbor, but you sure want to sell to your neighbor. So commerce is actually, in this imperfect world, a very humanizing concept of providing people, trying to persuade people. And there was a book that came out years ago called When Money Dies, about the German hyperinflation of the early 1920s, which made possible, destroyed the currency in Germany, made possible, created the conditions for the rise of Adolf Hitler. And one of the things the book points out is that before that hyperinflation, Germany was one of the most law-abiding nations on earth. Everyone obeyed the rules. And with the hyperinflation, you couldn't survive by obeying the rules, and so lawlessness took over. You live for today, not for tomorrow. No faith in the future, no faith in everything. And that was a hyperinflation, but we're experiencing the slow motion kind of that, undermining trust, exacerbating social issues, looking for scapegoats. That poisons the political atmosphere. So people start to turn on one another, and people don't understand what's going on. Why is my grocery bill now $200 a week instead of $100 a week?
Exactly.
What happened here?
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is, you know, this is an excellent point, because we're going down this slippery road, and it's like the environment is ripe for, you know, this lawlessness and criminal activity. People are frustrated. They don't know exactly why. They just know they're frustrated and they're acting out. And look what's happening in the streets of America today, Steve, to your point.
That's right. And so it ties together in ways that people don't realize. John Maynard Keynes, the famed British economist, got a lot of things wrong, but he got one thing right. He said, when you debauch the currency, as he put it, you undermine all the laws of moving ahead, all the laws of creating prosperity and resources. And he said that not one person in a million understands what's happening. You know, imagine for a moment, let's play a mind game. Imagine for the moment the Federal Reserve was in charge of the Time Bureau, and they came up with the idea that they added 30 seconds each day to the hour, that would increase productivity over time because people would be working longer at the same pay. People would start to wonder, what's going on? Am I working longer? What's happening? Because you can't trust the hour anymore. Well, that's the kind of thing you do with money. You need stable value for money, and when it's unstable in ways we don't fully grasp, it undermines the fabric of society.
It infects all the institutions, does it not?
Yes.
No.
You feel you get ahead by who you know, cronyism, speculation, instead of honest work, producing good products and services. It's corrosive, whether it's slow motion, as we've been experiencing over recent decades, or the fast kind that you saw in Germany in the early 1920s.
Exactly.
And Venezuela today.
I was going to say, I've got a couple of friends from Venezuela, two attorneys who have come in, and they've shown pictures of Venezuela before and after. And it is amazing, Steve. Even when you just look at the landscape, it goes from bright to dark. And the difference is Marxism and communism. And they are shocked. They are fearful and shaking in their boots over what they see here in America. They cannot believe it. And they're out there sounding the alarm saying, you've got to listen to us. This is exactly the way it unfolded in Venezuela. And here they are today eating out of the back of trash trucks, inflation up over 1,000%.
That's right. And people turn on each other. They don't understand why it's happening, and people know it's wrong, but they can't put their finger on it. So that's why we've got to tackle this inflation. It's not just that it raises the cost of living, which is going to be devastating for people, but also just undermines the whole social system that we have. And that's why Keynes and others have pointed out, if you want to undermine a society, undermine freedom, start undermining the currency, and that'll
exactly.
do the job for you.
Steve, what is it like for you? I have to think, because, I mean, we're having a common sense conversation about this, and your book is such a breath of fresh air compared to what we see on television with these talking heads, the president, whether it's the spokes or press secretary, talking about inflation and these things that we know do not add up. The common sense American sits at their dining table and goes, these guys are nuts. And here you are, you see all this, you see the trajectory in this. This has to be frustrating for you. And this book, a bit of, a bit of a catharsis, maybe an answer back to the silliness that we're exposed to. But meanwhile, the American people are paying the price here. What is this like for you? I can only imagine that it must be like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. You just hear these screeches out of these talking mouths sometimes.
You do, but that's why you're doing what you're doing. That's why I'm doing and our two co-authors are doing with this book. You fight back. You put out the truth. You try to make the case. And that's the whole basis of our country, is that if you get out there and debate these things and keep at it, even when they throw stuff in your way, ultimately truth will triumph and will make changes. This is one advantage that this country has over authoritarian countries like China and Russia and others, or even in strong bureaucratic countries. You know, we think we have it bad here. Just look at some of those European countries, is that when things go wrong, we can make corrections. We still have that flexibility. I remember, I'm old enough to remember the 1970s, a decade of malaise, super high inflation, terrible interest rates, and the economy going nowhere, and people thought America was in terminal decline. We had a president saying, you know, learn to wear sweaters inside because you can't, you have to turn down the thermostat in wintertime. And the country bounced back. And in the 80s, starting with Ronald Reagan. And so we've done it before. We've seen bad movies before, and we can turn it around. So that's why we did the book, and that's why you do what you do and what I do and others are doing. We're not going to let the bad guys win.
So how do we fix this, Steve? I mean, everyday consumer, how can they manage through this this mess, this hot mess that the government is giving us?
The hot mess? Short term, you do what people are doing, having to make tough decisions on what you buy and what you don't buy, going looking for bargains and the like. But also you start making your voices heard, as parents are starting to do on the bad schools they suddenly saw during COVID lockdowns. That was a shock for many people. And in terms of investing, you make careful investments in hard assets and the like. I believe you should own a little bit of gold, not a lot, but some coins, not as an investment, but as a hedge against the stupidity of our leaders in Washington and the Federal Reserve. But that's why short term you cope as best you can, but also you lay the foundations, as we did in the 1970s, to turn this thing around and make your anger heard to your representatives, state legislators, government leaders. I mean, in New York, I live in New Jersey where things are pretty bad, and in New York they're bad. You know, we've got a governor in New York who wants to put in a big climate change thing that would cost more of the money than I think exists in New York State. And she's doing it because she figures she won't be around when the damage is done. And so we got to keep speaking out against that kind of utter destructiveness. And Joe Biden, you know, I think he almost appointed Kamala Harris as his VP as insurance.
Maybe so. Steve Forbes has been our guest, chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, co-author of Inflation, What It Is, Why It's Bad, and How to Fix It. A must-read, ladies and gentlemen, for times such as this. You need to be empowered. Knowledge is power, and this will lead you to the right action. Mr. Forbes, as always, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for all the great work that you do on behalf of the American people. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Bill. And stop printing the money and we'll be fine. Eventually we'll make it happen.
You got it. I'll give you the last word. Take care. Thank you, Steve.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Canada's government introduced legislation Monday to implement a national freeze on the sale and purchase of handguns and also ban some toys that look like guns. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told reporters the new measures were needed as gun violence was increasing. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen announced European Union leaders agreed Monday to block most Russian oil imports due to the invasion of Ukraine. The 27 EU member countries effectively will cut around 90% of oil imports from Russia by the end of the year. A verdict is expected as early as today in the case brought by special counsel against Michael Sussman, a lawyer with ties to Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. The case is John Durham's first to go to trial since he was appointed 3 years ago to find out the dirty players in the Trump-Russia investigation. USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, as I was referring to Davos in Switzerland that is taking place, it will end today. It was the Norwegian finance chief executive officer, Kirsten Braathen, that described the current global energy upheaval as a transition. When was the last time you heard that, right? Transition. While predicting mass shortages and economic hardships and claiming the pain is worth it. I mean, did you vote on this? I mean, look at and don't think, because as we were talking with John Whitehead just a moment ago about these oligarchs, and they're all in lockstep with the World Economic Forum, which is what Davos is all about. This is what's coming out. They're telling us up front, get ready. We're going to have all these mass shortages, fuel going up, everything that Joe Biden and this administration is consistent with the globalists and with the World Economic Forum, including surrendering our health sovereignty. Are you ready for this? I mean, you know, and you heard me say this. I mean, even an archbishop out of the Vatican, a former ambassador for the Vatican to the United States, said, hey, anybody that surrenders their sovereignty to the WHO is committing treason. Okay, so this is the kind of banter. And don't think that it's mere rhetoric. No, they're serious like a heart attack, because guess what? They have their hands on the levers to control what is happening around the world, including the United States of America. This is why all this stuff that is going on right now with Joe Biden, you scratch your head and you're going, what in the heck is happening? Well, it is It is not incompetence, ladies and gentlemen. It is a deliberate agenda that is brought to you by the World Economic Forum and these globalists that are taking over everything, and including the American way of life. Not only for us, our grandchildren, and those kids of ours that aren't even born yet. That's how diabolical and evil this is. Thomas Renz is with us right now. We're going to talk about the WHO, monkeypox, and the continued war on freedom. Thomas is, he's a lead attorney in several COVID-related cases. He works with and represents America's frontline doctors, Make Americans Free Again, and Ohio Stands Up. Thomas, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Glad to be here, Bill. Wish I was here to talk about happier stuff, though.
Well, it is what it is, and look, if we don't sound the alarm on this, Tom, who's going to do this? I mean, the mainstream media is not talking about it. Yeah.
No, they're owned by the WEF, and they're actively controlled and actively covering up what's going on. So you're right. I mean, but for guys like you who have the courage to actually go on air and talk about it, nobody hears what's going on. Nobody hears. There's literally a war against America and against freedom right now in every way but the guns. I mean, you know, they're not shooting us. They're killing people with jabs, but they're not shooting yet. Thank God that they're not shooting people. But because nobody wants violence. But you know,
but to their end though, Tom, they don't care. They don't care. I mean, if it comes down to it, I mean, this is why you had the Oath Keepers come about in the first place. The Oath Keepers came about because they said they did not want, they wanted to be on record as if they were told to shoot on American citizens, they would not. That is the basis of Oath Keepers, is it not?
Well, yeah, and that's a critical thing. You know, I mean, we need to make sure that they're aware that we will stand our ground. Nobody wants to ever see the Second Amendment go into play for what it was actually intended for, which is, you know, the preservation of freedom, the ultimate preservation of freedom. But, you know, there are people, a lot of them, who will stand for freedom to the bitter end, and that's the reality. You know, but there is, Bill, you know, the thing about this is monkeypox, the WHO, all these different things. But then not only that, look at the censorship. Look at what's going on with regards to the schools, you know, trying to push these things that are screwing up our kids' heads. Yeah. There's not a single, the shortages, the energy prices, literally, there is not a single sector of America that's not under attack right now. And none of this is for the benefit of the American people. It's all against the will of the American people. So how, you know, this doesn't happen by accident.
No, it doesn't. And the leadership of Joe Biden is consistent. It's never been proactive. It's always been reactive. I mean, you go back through his history. Has he ever been in front of anything? And in this case, whether we're talking baby formula, I mean, they knew about this last year and they waited till the bitter end. I mean, I'll tell you, if Joe Biden would have been in the place of Donald Trump with the rise of COVID and there was, you know, some conversation that we needed a vaccine, Joe Biden would still be having meetings over it.
Oh, at very best. I mean, you know, the reality is that, first of all, let's be real clear about one thing. Biden is, I mean, the guy appears to be suffering from some pretty severe dementia. Mm-hmm. I don't think he knows where he's at. I mean, the guy pooped his pants, for God's sakes. This is really a continuation of the Obama administration. I mean, you know, what we have, I call it the Biden administration because Biden's there, but, you know, this guy's, he's always been a guy who's the first guy in line to sell out for whoever the highest bidder is. You know, corruption is his game.
Yes.
But what we have is worse than a corrupt guy who's, you know, demented and doesn't know what's going on, is we've got people around him who are totally bought and paid for by these people who are enemies of America. And they're using the power of the executive branch in every way possible to attack everything about America. And I got to tell you, but for we the people who are sharing information, who are educating the public, and who are demanding that we take a stand on this, we'd be in a much worse situation already, but it's not enough. We've got to do more.
Well, what did Barack Obama say? I mean, when he was asked about a third term or ever running again, he pretty much laid it out, said, you know, I wouldn't mind being in a back room somewhere and having the ear of the president and being able to, you know, he said offer input. But the way in which he said it, it was more than offer input. He wanted to have control of the levers of government once again. And keep in mind, I mean, you know, Barack Obama gave us that famous phrase of, you know, get ready. This is the start of the fundamental transformation of America. Now under Joe Biden, boy, we're if you didn't understand then and question what that meant, I think you're starting to have a pretty good idea right now. Forget about the Constitution. I mean, this idea that he was a constitutional professor, I'm going, you know, what Constitution did he teach, or what was the basis of his teachings when he was a professor, supposedly, in teaching everybody about the Constitution? Because his yeah. his later statements were that, oh, you know, it's not necessarily relevant today, that it's elastic in nature.
Yeah, the Constitution is not elastic in nature. It's quite clear. And the reality is that it's very simple to understand if you're willing to look. You know, the Constitution was developed and structured in a way where it was meant to be able to be changed if necessary, but we have a process for that,
exactly.
Right? It's called the amendment
right.
process.
Mm-hmm.
The words of the Constitution are what they are. Now, you know, we're in a state now where people, words don't apparently mean too much. I mean, you know, you can be a boy, you can have boy parts, and if they want to call you, you want to call yourself a girl, you're a girl today.
Right.
Well,
mm-hmm.
you know, the sky's not green, blue today, it's green, because, you know, we're just going to change the definition of blue. You mm-hmm. know, so we've decided that words don't have meaning because we want to change the definition because they're inconvenient. But this is absurd. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, the basis of law is that it's something that you can understand, that it's accessible, and that you can rely on it, mm-hmm. and that it doesn't change. I mean, that's fundamental to our Constitution. No society can function with law that doesn't have meaning. And when you change the meaning of words, no law can have meaning. So, you know, this is the foundation of what's going on. And this is part of the whole attack on America. We literally, they want to disrupt every part of America right down to the meaning of words.
Exactly.
To undermine us.
Well, Thomas Renz, this is what we the people need to understand, that this is typical of nations that have gone before us, and this led to their deaths and eradication, was they surrendered the definition of words. It all starts so subtle, and you get people's minds all twisted, you dumb them down, and they become malleable and controllable. And next thing you know, they are controlled, and they're being cooked, and it's too late. Thomas Renz is with us. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Tom on the other side. Stay with us.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
I gotta tell you, this is why the truth means so much to me, and I know for many of you it's the same thing. We've been lied to time and again. Thomas and I were just talking off air about this grand delusion that has dumbed us down in such a way that it has, promoted a surrendering of our freedoms. And look what happened. I mean, we're up to, over a million people, and I kind of even say that with an asterisk in my voice, because even the CDC came out and admitted that probably the number of people who died from COVID solely was somewhere around 3%. Well, that's, the range of not as severe as a flu season, but nonetheless, the number's a million, and they still continue to tout that, not the adjusted number, the real number of people who actually died of COVID alone. So the reality is, and the experience that we were subjected to for these last 2.5 years, smart people are figuring this out. You know, as Thomas was saying, he says, you're talking to your neighbor and you say, hey, look at, I got, all kinds of jabs and I got all kinds of variants of COVID. Others said, yeah, he got jabbed up and boosted and everything and he's dead. So you have all this anecdotal information that we're trying to decipher. And Thomas Renz, we still have so many questions, and the government would want us to believe that the WHO should be the standard of our health, the health system of America. And they were the ones that were so far behind, who lied to us and protected the communist Chinese from, coming and being forthcoming about COVID to begin with. And we still have so many questions. And now we're just going to rely on the WHO.
Real clear about what's going on with that. The WHO, they have everybody's best interest in heart at mind other than the American people or anybody else that wants to be free. These guys are absolute scumbags. They're garbage. And, if if you trust them, you I got a bridge for you. This whole thing with this WHO amendment, it's a little bit different than what's been reported. A lot of people are talking about, you know, it's giving up the entirety of American sovereignty. Well, you can't do that constitutionally, but here's what's going to happen. When you have an organization like the WHO, which we're a part of, the president has power constitutionally to deal with foreign relations. So he's going to use his foreign relations power as a basis to sell out more to the WHO, right? He's going to say, well, you know, this isn't unconstitutional, and if we do it, you know, under WHO authority, you know, I can do this or I can do that, mm-hmm. right? And that's what he's trying to do. Now, imagine, you think how hard it is. If IRS tells you they're going to audit you, think how terrifying that is. What can you do about that? Even if you get an attorney, 90% of the time they're going to tell you, well, listen, there's not a whole lot we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine having an IRS-type organization, a big, corrupt bureaucracy that isn't even part of the United States. You can't even sue them directly because they're not even part of our country. That's what this is. That's what they're creating. And then the president's going to use his international relations authority and the Constitution to say, well, we've got to follow because, you know, I'm using my authority here. And it's a way to circumvent a lot of the laws and the protections of our Constitution. So we are giving up sovereignty to an extent. The other big thing that we're giving up is something no one's going to talk about. You know, if you listen to Harari and you listen to Klaus Schwab mm-hmm. and you read their books and you listen to what China, you know, we know that these guys want data. They want our health information. Okay? Right. Now, you can argue with me why they want it all you want. Here's what I can tell you. If the Chinese Communist Party wants my health information, I don't want them to have it. I don't care what they're going to do with it, right? But guess what happens? With this WHO treaty, one of the first things they do is they share information. No one's going to notice when Biden turns over the health records and the DNA data for every American that he's got, which, thanks to Obamacare, is pretty much everybody. Because we have electronic medical records now, right? And the government has access to that. So, so when these guys come in and they want stuff, Biden's going to just turn over all of that data. Nobody's even going to know, so it's not going to get challenged. It'd be hard to challenge in court anyways. And by the time you do challenge it, it's already done, so who cares?
Exactly.
So, I mean, this is one of the most dangerous aspects of this is the fact that he can sell all of our information to our enemies. No one's even going to realize it's happening. And once it's gone, it's gone. And this is what they're telling us that they want. They want our data. They want our information. They want to know, you know, give me your DNA data. You know, that's what we know. There were records. I had a Newsweek report on my Substack that I just put out. Please subscribe if you're not. But, you know, a Newsweek report. Newsweek is not exactly a right-wing paper from back in 2021 talking about how they were selling the PCR test, you know, for DNA data. Well, we know they're doing that. We know that's been happening. We know a lot of it's ended up in China's hands. Why does China want it? They're not our friends. You know,
exactly.
So do you really want China to have it? So, you know, that stuff that's happening, and nobody realizes it. And, you know, these are some of the real threats to our democracy and to our people. You know, the enemies of our nation want this information for a reason. It's not to do good for the American people. So that's, you know, we've got to take steps. We've got to stop this stuff.
Well, Pete, we need to understand, again, relevant to the consent of the governed and being properly informed, we need to understand what this information is and why data is so important and what they can do with it. And if you've not read anything about Harari that Thomas just referenced, you need to do a deeper dive in it, because he came out front and just laid it out and said, look, you got to understand, science is about power and control, end of story. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So they're going to take this data, and to the degree and the level of sophistication that they will be able to do, and they're already proving this, is that the biologics of each human being can be hacked. And this is what they're saying, is that, you know, they'll have this information, and next thing you know, they're going to be able to control you, and they're going to be able to hack your mind and cause you to do things that, you know, is outside of your will. So, I know this sounds so science fiction-y and out there, but this is where we're heading, is it not, Thomas?
Well, that's what they're saying, right?
Right.
I mean, they're telling us that's what we want to do, is we want to be able to hack human beings. We want to go underneath the skin. You know, and here's the thing, right? So when we've seen this a lot, and what I compare this to is a serial killer. You know, you see serial killers, they always have to brag about what sort of evil they intend to do. I don't know why. It's just a trait of these people. You know, and frequently, well, I killed this many people. Okay, it seems kind of far-fetched, but then you dig into it and you find out, nope, they really did.
Right.
Well, do we, you know, when someone's telling you, someone that's got the power and authority of the WEF, which is pretty much the power and authority of every major billionaire company in the world, you don't just ignore that, right? You don't just blow it off. You got to take it serious because you got to look at where the threat's coming from. So, you know, we've got these people telling us what they want to do. We've got these people telling us, you know, that we're going to do all these terrible things. You know, do we really want to just blow that off and ignore it? You know,
exactly.
I mean, shouldn't we take that serious and, you know, do whatever we got to do to prevent that? So, yeah, I mean, this is a critical, critical thing. We've got to take this seriously. We've got to do what's necessary to stop these people from, you know, whatever it is that they're trying to do. And, you know, let's look at monkeypox, right?
So, yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Yeah, go ahead. Break that down.
So let's look at monkeypox. So Bill Gates ran, and his crew, they all ran these simulations, the same simulations they ran on COVID before COVID became a crisis. You know, what's going to happen? How is this going to happen? This, that, and other. Well, monkeypox, you know, for anybody that doesn't know, in the Substack that I just put out, we've got the gain-of-function research that they've done on monkeypox. Now, monkeypox normally doesn't spread very quickly, but if you've done gain-of-function on it, well, maybe it does. I mean, we don't know. We don't know what sort of gain-of-function work they did. And, you know, do you want to trust that they didn't do any, you know, after COVID, anybody? You know, I mean, really? So, you know, they're doing this gain-of-function work. So we don't know. There's two things we don't know. We don't know whether the monkeypox that's running around right now is, you know, something that is, you know, gain-of-function enabled, or if it is, you know, the traditional. Now, the regular monkeypox has been out since the 1950s. So I don't know why we'd care if that was out. I mean, we already know what that is. That's a known quantity. So, you know, they're making a big deal about this monkeypox. The other thing we know is that monkeypox, even if it's the natural strain, may be more transmissible if you've had the vaccine. McCullough wrote a great scientific paper on this. And it wasn't specifically on that, but it talked about interferons and things like that, that may, you know, you can draw the conclusion that it's possible that monkeypox would be something that you'd be more susceptible to if you've been jabbed. Is that what's going on here? Is that why they're making a big deal? It looks just like what they did with COVID.
Right.
So should we just, you know, blow it off? I mean, you know, we blew it off with COVID and look at what happened. You know, I wrote on March 3rd of 2020, I wrote an article on my blog that nobody knew because nobody knew who I was, that said, hey, you know, are we going to give up our freedoms over a disease that's roughly as bad as the yearly flu? And by the way, that 3% of people who actually died from COVID that you cited, that was in one of our cases that we filed in September of 2020. So we've known that long.
Exactly.
You know,
well, Thomas, we got to leave it there. Thomas Renz, the lead attorney in several COVID-related cases. He works with and represents America's frontline doctors. Make Americans free again, and Ohio stands up. Tom, thank you. Appreciate it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wall.